The Second Book of Kings, Chapter 6. David fetcheth the ark from Kiriathiram. Uzzah is struck dead for touching it. It is deposited in the house of Obededom, and from thence carried to David's house. And David again gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him of the men of Judah to fetch the ark of God, upon which the name of the Lord of hosts is invoked, who sitteth over it upon the cherubims. And they laid the ark of God upon a new cart, and took it out of the house of Abinadab, who was in Gabaa, and Uzzah, and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And when they had taken it out of the house of Abinadab, who was in Gabaa, Ahio, having care of the ark of God, went before the ark. But David and all Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of wood, on harps and lutes and timbrels and cornets and cymbals. And when they came to the floor of Nacon, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, because the oxen kicked and made it lean aside. And the indignation of the Lord was enkindled against Uzzah, and he struck him for his rashness, and he died there before the ark of God. And David was grieved because the Lord had struck Uzzah, and the name of that place was called the Striking of Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day, saying, How shall the ark of the Lord come to me? And he would not have the ark of the Lord brought into himself into the city of David, but he caused it to be carried into the house of Obededom the Gathite. And the ark of the Lord abode in the house of Obededom the Gathite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obededom and all his household. And it was told King David that the Lord had blessed Obededom and all that he had because of the ark of God. So David went and brought away the ark of God out of the house of Obededom into the city of David with joy. And there were with David 7 choirs and calves for victims. And when they that carried the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a ram. And David danced with all his might before the Lord, and David was girded with a linen ephod. And David and all the house of Israel brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord with joyful shouting and with sound of trumpet. And when the ark of the Lord was come into the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out through a window, saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought the ark of the Lord, and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle which David had pitched for it. And David offered holocausts and peace offerings before the Lord. And when he had made an end of offering holocausts and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he distributed to all the multitude of Israel, both men and women, to every one a cake of bread and a piece of roasted beef and fine flour fried with oil. And all the people departed, every one to his house. And David returned to bless his own house. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, coming out to meet David, said, How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself before the handmaids of his servants, and was naked, as if one of the buffoons should be naked. And David said to Michal, Before the Lord, who chose me rather than thy father, and then all his house, and commanded me to be ruler over the people of the Lord in Israel, I will both play and make myself meaner than I have done, and I will be little in my own eyes, and with the handmaids of whom thou speakest I shall appear more glorious. Therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death. Chapter 7. David's purpose to build a temple is rewarded with a promise of great blessings in his seed, his prayer and thanksgiving. And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest on every side from all his enemies, he said to Nathan the prophet, Dost thou see that I dwell on a house of cedar, and the ark of God is lodged within skins? And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in thy heart, because the Lord is with thee. But it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, Go and say to my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build me a house to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in a house from the day that I brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tabernacle and in a tent. In all the places that I have gone through with all the children of Israel, Did ever I speak a word to any one of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? And now thus shalt thou speak to my servant David. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee out of the pastures, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with thee wheresoever thou hast walked, and have slain all thy enemies from before thy face, and I have made thee a great man, like unto the name of the great ones that are on the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, and they shall dwell therein, and shall be disturbed no more. Neither shall the children of iniquity afflict them any more, as they did before, from the day that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give thee rest from all thy enemies. And the Lord foretelleth to thee that the Lord will make thee a house. And when thy days shall be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house to my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And if he commit any iniquity, I will correct him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy I will not take away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before my face. And thy house shall be faithful, and thy kingdom forever before thy face, and thy throne shall be firm forever. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. And David went in and sat before the Lord, and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that thou hast brought me thus far? But yet this hath seemed little in thy sight, O Lord God, unless thou didst also speak of the house of thy servant for a long time to come. For this is the law of Adam, O Lord God. And what can David say more unto thee? For thou knowest thy servant, O Lord God. For thy word's sake, and according to thy own heart, thou hast done all these great things, so that thou wouldst make it known to thy servant. Therefore thou art magnified, O Lord God, because there is none like to thee. Neither is there any God besides thee in all the things that we have heard with our ears. And what nation is there upon earth as thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for them great and terrible things upon the earth before the face of thy people, whom thou redeemest to thyself out of Egypt from the nations and their gods? For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be an everlasting people. And now, O Lord God, art become their God. And now, O Lord God, raise up for ever the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, and do as thou hast spoken, that thy name may be magnified for ever, and it may be said, The Lord of hosts is God over Israel, and the house of thy servant David shall be established before the Lord, because thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, hast revealed the ear of thy servant, saying, I will build thee a house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer to thee. And now, O Lord God, thou art God, and thy word shall be true, for thou hast spoken to thy servant these good things. And now begin and bless the house of thy servant, that it may endure for ever before thee, because thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it. And with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed for ever. Chapter 8. David's victories and his chief officers. And it came to pass after this that David defeated the Philistines and brought them down, and David took the bridle of tribute out of the hand of the Philistines. And he defeated Moab, and measured them with a line, casting them down to the earth. And he measured with two lines, one to put to death and one to save alive. And Moab was made to serve David under tribute. David defeated also Adarezer, the son of Rohab, the king of Sobah, when he went to extend his dominion over the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,700 horsemen and 20,000 footmen, and humped all the chariot horses, and only reserved of them for 100 chariots. And the Syrians of Damascus came to succor Adarezer, the king of Sobah, and David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. And David put garrisons in Syria of Damascus, and Syria served David under tribute. And the Lord preserved David in all his enterprises, whithersoever he went. And David took the arms of gold which the servants of Adarezer wore, and brought them to Jerusalem. and out of Bidi, and out of Beeroth, cities of Adaretzer, King David took an exceeding great quantity of brass. And thou, the king of Amoth, heard that David had defeated all the forces of Adaretzer. And thou sent Joram, his son, to King David, to salute him, and to congratulate with him, and to return him thanks, because he had fought against Adaretzer, and had defeated him. For thou was an enemy to Adaretzer, and in his hand were vessels of gold, and vessels of silver, and vessels of brass. And King David dedicated them to the Lord, together with the silver and gold that he had dedicated of all the nations which he had subdued, of Syria, and of Moab, and of the children of Ammon, and of the Philistines, and of Amalek, and of the spoils of Adaretzer, the son of Rohob, king of Sobah. David also made himself a name when he returned after taking Syria in the valley of the salt pits, killing 18,000. And he put guards in Edom, and placed there a garrison, and all Edom was made to serve David, and the Lord preserved David in all enterprises he went about. And David reigned over all Israel, and David did judgment and justice to all his people. And Joab, the son of Sarvia, was over the army, and Josaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder, and Sadok, the son of Akitob, and Achimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priests, and Sarias was the scribe, and Benaias, the son of Joiada, was over the Kerethi and Phelethi, and the sons of David were the princes. Chapter 9. David's kindness to Mephibosheth for the sake of his father Jonathan. And David said, "Is there anyone, think you, left of the house of Saul, that I may show kindness to him for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was of the house of Saul a servant named Ziba. And when the king had called him to him, he said to him, "Art thou Ziba?" And he answered, "I am Ziba thy servant." And the king said, "Is there anyone left of the house of Saul, that I may show the mercy of God unto him?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is a son of Jonathan left, who is lame of his feet." "Where is he?" said he. And Ziba said to the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Maker, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar." Then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Maker, the son of Amiel of Lodabar. And when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come to David, he fell on his face and worshipped. And David said, "Mephibosheth?" And he answered, "Behold thy servant." And David said to him, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee mercy for Jonathan thy father's sake, and I will restore the lands of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table always." He bowed down to him and said, "Who am I thy servant, that thou shouldst look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Then the king called Ziba, the servant of Saul, and said to him, "All that belonged to Saul and all his house I have given to thy master's son. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in food for thy master's son, that he may be maintained. And Mephibosheth, the son of thy master, shall always eat bread at my table." And Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. And Ziba said to the king, "As thou, my lord the king, hast commanded thy servant, so will thy servant do. And Mephibosheth shall eat at my table as one of the sons of the king." And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all the kindred of the house of Ziba served Mephibosheth. But Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, because he ate always of the king's table, and he was lame of both feet. Chapter 10. The Ammonites shamefully abuse the ambassadors of David. They hire the Syrians to their assistance, but are overthrown with their allies. And it came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. And David said, "I will show kindness to Hanun the son of Deus, as his father showed kindness to me." So David sent his servants to comfort him for the death of his father. But when the servants of David were come into the land of the children of Ammon, the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun their lord, "Thinkest thou that for the honor of thy father David hath set comforters to thee? And hath not David rather sent his servants to thee to search and spy into the city and overthrow it?" Wherefore Hanun took the servants of David and shaved off the one half of their beards, and cut away half of their garments, even to the buttocks, and sent them away. When this was told David, he sent to meet them, for the men were sadly put to confusion, and David commanded them, saying, Stay at Jericho till your beards be grown, and then return. And the children of Ammon, seeing that they had done an injury to David, sent and hired the Syrians of Rohob, and the Syrians of Sobah, 20,000 footmen, and of the king of Mechah, 1,000 men, and of Istob, 12,000 men. And when David heard this, he sent Joab and the whole army of warriors. And the children of Ammon came out and set their men in array at the entering in of the gate. But the Syrians of Sobah, and of Rohob, and of Istob, and of Mechah were by themselves in the field. Then Joab, seeing that the battle was prepared against him, both before and behind, chose of all the choice men of Israel, and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered to Abishai his brother, who set them in array against the children of Ammon. And Joab said, If the Syrians are too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon are too strong for thee, then I will help thee. Be of good courage, and let us fight for our people, and for the city of our God, and the Lord will do what is good in his sight. And Joab and the people that were with him began to fight against the Syrians, and they immediately fled before him. And the children of Ammon, seeing that the Syrians were fled, they fled also before Abishai, and entered into the city. And Joab returned from the children of Ammon, and came to Jerusalem. Then the Syrians, seeing that they had fallen before Israel, gathered themselves together. And Adarezer sent and fetched the Syrians that were beyond the river, and brought over their army. And Sobach, the captain of the host of Adarezer, was their general. And when this was told David, he gathered all Israel together, and passed over the Jordan, and came to Helam. And the Syrians set themselves in array against David, and fought against him. And the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew of the Syrians the men of 700 chariots, and 40,000 horsemen, and smote Sobach, the captain of the army, who presently died. And all the kings that were auxiliaries of Adarezer, seeing themselves overcome by Israel, were afraid, and fled away 850,000 men before Israel. And they made peace with Israel, and served them, and all the Syrians were afraid to help the children of Ammon any more. Chapter 11. David falleth into the crime of adultery with Bathsheba, and not finding other means to conceal it, causeth her husband Urias to be slain, then marrieth her, who beareth him a son. And it came to pass at the return of the year, at the time when kings go forth to war, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they spoiled the children of Ammon, and besieged Rabbah. But David remained in Jerusalem. In the meantime, it happened that David arose from his bed after noon, and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And he saw from the roof of his house a woman washing herself over against him, and the woman was very beautiful. And the king sent and inquired who the woman was. And it was told him that she was Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Urias the Hittite. And David sent messengers, and took her, and she came into him, and he slept with her. And presently she was purified from uncleanness. And she returned to her house, having conceived. And she sent and told David, and said, I have conceived. And David sent to Joab, saying, Send me Urias the Hittite. And Joab sent Urias to David. And Urias came to David, and David asked how Joab did, and the people, and how the war was carried on. And David said to Urias, Go into thy house and wash thy feet. And Urias went out from the king's house, and there went out after him a mess of meat from the king. But Urias slept before the gate of the king's house, with the other servants of his lord, and went not down to his own house. And it was told David by some that said, Urias went not to his house. And David said to Urias, Didst thou not come from thy journey? Why didst thou not go down to thy house? And Urias said to David, The ark of God and Israel and Judah dwell in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord abide upon the face of the earth. And shall I go into my house to eat and to drink and to sleep with my wife? By thy welfare and by the welfare of thy soul I will not do this thing. Then David said to Urias, Tarry here today, and tomorrow I will send thee away. Urias tarried in Jerusalem that day and the next. And David called him to eat and to drink before him, and he made him drunk. And he went out in the evening and slept on his couch with the servants of his lord, and went not down into his house. And when the morning was come, David wrote a letter to Joab, and sent it by the hand of Urias, writing in the letter, "Set ye Urias in the front of the battle where the fight is strongest, and leave ye him, that he may be wounded and die." Wherefore, as Joab was besieging the city, he put Urias in the place where he knew the bravest men were. And the men coming out of the city fought against Joab, and there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Urias the Hittite was killed also. Then Joab sent, and told David all things concerning the battle. And he charged the messenger, saying, "When thou hast told all the words of the battle to the king, if thou see him to be angry, and he shall say, 'Why did you approach so near to the wall to fight? Knew you not that many darts are thrown from above off the wall? Who killed Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal? Did not a woman cast a piece of a millstone upon him from the wall, and slew him in Thebes? Why did you go near the wall? Thou shalt say, Thy servant Urias the Hittite is also slain.'" So the messenger departed and came and told David all that Joab had commanded him. And the messenger said to David, "The men prevailed against us, and they came out to us into the field, and we vigorously charged and pursued them even to the gate of the city. And the archers shot their arrows at thy servants from off the wall above, and some of the king's servants are slain, and thy servant Urias the Hittite is also dead." And David said to the messenger, "Thus shalt thou say to Joab, Let not this thing discourage thee. For various is the event of war, and sometimes one, sometimes another, is consumed by the sword. Encourage thy warriors against the city, and exhort them that thou mayest overthrow it." And the wife of Urias heard that Urias, her husband, was dead, and she mourned for him. And the mourning being over, David sent and brought her into his house, and she became his wife, and she bore him a son. And this thing which David had done was displeasing to the Lord. Chapter 12. Nathan's Parable. David confesseth his sin and is forgiven, yet so as to be sentenced to most severe temporal punishments. The death of the child. The birth of Solomon. The taking of Rabbath. And the Lord sent Nathan to David, and when he was come to him, he said to him, "There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many sheep and oxen, but the poor man had nothing at all but one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and which had grown up in his house together with his children, eating of his bread, and drinking of his cup, and sleeping in his bosom, and it was unto him as a daughter. And when a certain stranger was come to the rich man, he spared to take of his own sheep and oxen to make a feast for that stranger who was come to him, but took the poor man's ewe, and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger being exceedingly kindled against that man, he said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this is a child of death. He shall restore the ewe fourfold, because he did this thing and had no pity." And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee from the hand of Saul, and gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and Judah. And if these things be little, I shall add far greater things unto thee. Why therefore hast thou despised the word of the Lord, to do evil in my sight? Thou hast killed Urias the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Therefore the sword shall never depart from thy house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Urias the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thy own house, and I will take thy wives before thy eyes, and give them to thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing in the sight of all Israel, and in the sight of the son." And David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord also hath taken away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Nevertheless, because thou hast given occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, for this thing the child that is born to thee shall surely die." And Nathan returned to his house. The Lord also struck the child which the wife of Urias had borne to David, and his life was despaired of. And David besought the Lord for the child, and David kept a fast, and going in by himself lay upon the ground. And the ancients of his house came to make him rise from the ground, but he would not, neither did he eat meat with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died, and the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, Behold, when the child was yet alive, we spoke to him, and he would not hearken to our voice. How much more will he afflict himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw his servants whispering, he understood that the child was dead, and he said to his servants, Is the child dead? They answered him, He is dead. Then David arose from the ground and washed and anointed himself. And when he had changed his apparel, he went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. And then he came into his own house, and he called for bread and ate. And his servants said to him, What thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou didst rise up and eat bread. And he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept for him. For I said, Who knoweth whether the Lord may not give him to me, and the child may live? But now that he is dead, why should I fast? Shall I be able to bring him back any more? I shall go to him rather, but he shall not return to me. And David comforted Bethsabe, his wife, and went in unto her, and slept with her. And she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon, and the Lord loved him. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and called his name Amiable to the Lord, because the Lord loved him. And Joab fought against Rabbath and the children of Ammon, and laid close siege to the royal city. And Joab sent messengers to David, saying, I have fought against Rabbath, and the city of waters is about to be taken. Now therefore, gather thou the rest of the people together, and besiege the city, and take it, lest when the city shall be wasted by me, the victory be ascribed to my name. Then David gathered all the people together, and went out against Rabbath, and after fighting he took it. And he took the crown of their king from his head, the weight of which was a talent of gold, set with most precious stones. And it was put upon David's head, and the spoils of the city, which were very great, he carried away. And bringing forth the people thereof, he sawed them, and drove over them chariots armed with iron, and divided them with knives, and made them pass through brick hills. So did he to all the cities of the children of Ammon. And David returned with all the army to Jerusalem. Chapter 13. Amnon ravishes Tamar, for which Absalom killeth him, and flieth to Gesur. And it came to pass after this that Amnon, the son of David, loved the sister of Absalom, the son of David, who was very beautiful, and her name was Tamar. And he was exceedingly fond of her, so that he fell sick for the love of her. For as she was a virgin, he thought it hard to do anything dishonestly with her. Now Amnon had a friend named Jonadab, the son of Semaa, the brother of David, a very wise man. And he said to him, Why dost thou grow so lean from day to day, O son of the king? Why dost thou not tell me the reason of it? And Amnon said to him, I am in love with Tamar, the sister of my brother Absalom. And Jonadab said to him, Lie down upon thy bed, and feign thyself sick. And when thy father shall come to visit thee, say to him, Let my sister Tamar, I pray thee, come to me, to give me to eat, and to make me a mess, that I may eat it at her hand. So Amnon lay down, and made as if he were sick. And when the king came to visit him, Amnon said to the king, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come, and make in my sight two little messes, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, Come to the house of thy brother Amnon, and make him a mess. And Tamar came to the house of Amnon her brother, but he was laid down, and she took meal and tempered it, and dissolving it in his sight, she made little messes. And taking what she had boiled, she poured it out and set it before him. But he would not eat. And Amnon said, Put out all persons from me. And when they had put all persons out, Amnon said to Tamar, Bring the mess into the chamber, that I may eat at thy hand. And Tamar took the little messes which she had made, and brought them into her brother Amnon in the chamber. And when she had presented him the meat, he took hold of her and said, Come lie with me, my sister. She answered him, Do not so, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing must be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly, for I shall not be able to bear my shame, and thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. But rather speak to the king, and he will not deny me to thee. But he would not hearken to her prayers, but being stronger overpowered her, and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her with an exceeding great hatred, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her before. And Amnon said to her, Arise, and get thee gone. She answered him, This evil which now thou dost against me in driving me away is greater than that which thou didst before. And he would not hearken to her. But calling the servants that ministered to him, he said, Thrust this woman out from me, and shut the door after her. And she was clothed with a long robe, for the king's daughters that were virgins used such kind of garments. Then his servant thrust her out, and shut the door after her. And she put ashes on her head, and rent her long robe, and laid her hands upon her head, and went on crying. And Absalom, her brother, said to her, Hath thy brother Amnon lain with thee? But now, sister, hold thy peace. He is thy brother, and afflict not thy heart for this thing. So Tamar remained pining away in the house of Absalom, her brother. And when King David heard of these things, he was exceedingly grieved, and he would not afflict the spirit of his son Amnon, for he loved him, because he was his firstborn. But Absalom spoke not to Amnon, neither good nor evil, for Absalom hated Amnon because he had ravished his sister Tamar. And it came to pass after 2 years that the sheep of Absalom were shorn in Baal-hazor, which is near Ephraim. And Absalom invited all the king's sons. And he came to the king and said to him, Behold, thy servant's sheep are shorn. Let the king, I pray, with his servants, come to his servant. And the king said to Absalom, Nay, my son, do not ask that we should all come and be chargeable to thee. And when he pressed him, and he would not go, he blessed him. And Absalom said, If thou wilt not come, at least let my brother Amnon, I beseech thee, come with us. And the king said to him, It is not necessary that he should go with thee. But Absalom pressed him, so that he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. And Absalom made a feast, as it were the feast of a king. And Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, Take notice when Amnon shall be drunk with wine, and when I shall say to you, Strike him and kill him, fear not, for it is I that command you. Take courage and be valiant men. And the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded them. And all the king's sons arose and got up every man upon his mule and fled. And while they were yet in the way, a rumor came to David, saying, Absalom hath slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left. Then the king rose up and rent his garments and fell upon the ground, and all his servants that stood about him rent their garments. But Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answering, said, Let not my lord the king think that all the king's sons are slain. Amnon only is dead, for he was appointed by the mouth of Absalom from the day that he ravished his sister Tamar. Now therefore, let not my lord the king take this thing into his heart, saying, All the king's sons are slain, for Amnon only is dead. But Absalom fled away, and the young man that kept the watch lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there came much people by a byway on the side of the mountain. And Jonadab said to the king, Behold, the king's sons are come. As thy servant said, so it is. And when he made an end of speaking, the king's sons also appeared, and coming in they lifted up their voice and wept. And the king also and all his servants wept very much. But Absalom fled, and went to Tholomai, the son of Ammiud, the king of Gesur. And David mourned for his son every day. And Absalom, after he was fled, and came unto Gesur, was there 3 years. And King David ceased to pursue after Absalom, because he was comforted concerning the death of Amnon. Chapter 14. Joab procureth Absalom's return and his admittance to the king's presence. And Joab the son of Sarvia, understanding that the king's heart was turned to Absalom, sent to Thecua, and fetched from thence a wise woman, and said to her, Feign thyself to be a mourner, and put on mourning apparel, and be not anointed with oil, that thou mayest be as a woman that had a long time been mourning for one dead. And thou shalt go into the king, and shalt speak to him in this manner. And Joab put the words in her mouth. And when the woman of Thecoa was come into the king, she fell before him upon the ground and worshipped, and said, Save me, O king. And the king said to her, What is the matter with thee? She answered, Alas, I am a widow woman, for my husband is dead. And thy handmaid had two sons, and they quarreled with each other in the field, and there was none to part them. And the one struck the other, and slew him. And behold, the whole kindred rising against thy handmaid saith, Deliver him that hath slain his brother, that we may kill him for the life of his brother whom he slew, and that we may destroy the heir. And they seek to quench my spark which is left, and will leave my husband no name, nor remainder upon the earth. And the king said to the woman, Go to thy house, and I will give charge concerning thee. And the woman of Thecoa said to the king, Upon me, my lord, be the iniquity, and upon the house of my father. But may the king and his throne be guiltless. And the king said, If anyone shall say aught against thee, bring him to me, and he shall not touch thee any more. And she said, Let the king remember the Lord his God, that the next of kin be not multiplied, to take revenge, and that they may not kill my son. And he said, As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of thy son fall to the earth. Then the woman said, Let thy handmaid speak one word to my lord the king. And he said, Speak. And the woman said, Why hast thou thought such a thing against the people of God? And why hath the king spoken this word to sin, and not bring home again his own exile? We all die, and like waters that return no more, we fall down into the earth. Neither will God have a soul to perish, but recalleth, meaning that he that is cast off should not altogether perish. Now therefore I am come to speak this word to my lord the king before the people. And thy handmaid said, I will speak to the king. It may be the king will perform the request of his handmaid. And the king hath hearkened to me to deliver his handmaid out of the hand of all that would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. Then let thy handmaid say that the word of the Lord, the king, be made as a sacrifice. For even as an angel of God, so is my lord the king, that he is neither moved with blessing nor cursing. Wherefore the Lord thy God is also with thee. And the king answering said to the woman, Hide not from me the thing that I ask thee. And the woman said to him, Speak, my lord the king. And the king said, Is not the hand of Joab with thee in all this? The woman answered and said, By the health of thy soul, my lord, O king, it is neither on the left hand nor on the right in all these things which my lord the king hath spoken. For thy servant Joab, he commanded me, and he put all these words into the mouth of thy handmaid, that I should come about with this former speech. Thy servant Joab commanded this. But thou, my lord, O king, art wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to understand all things upon earth. And the king said to Joab, Behold, I am appeased, and have granted thy request. Go, therefore, and fetch back the boy Absalom. And Joab, falling down to the ground upon his face, adored and blessed the king. And Joab said, This day thy servant hath understood, that I have found grace in thy sight, my lord, O king, for thou hast fulfilled the request of thy servant. Then Joab arose and went to Jesur, and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. But the king said, Let him return into his house, and let him not see my face. So Absalom returned into his house, and saw not the king's face. But in all Israel there was not a man so comely and so exceedingly beautiful as Absalom. From the sole of the foot to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. And when he polled his hair, now he was polled once a year, because his hair was burdensome to him, he weighed the hair of his head at 200 sickles, according to the common weight. And there were born to Absalom 3 sons, and 1 daughter, whose name was Thamar, and she was very beautiful. And Absalom dwelt 2 years in Jerusalem, and saw not the king's face. He sent therefore to Joab to send him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he had sent the second time, and he would not come to him, he said to his servants, You know the field of Joab near my field that hath a crop of barley. Go now and set it on fire. So the servants of Absalom set the corn on fire, and Joab's servants, coming with their garments rent, said, The servants of Absalom have set part of the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom to his house and said, Why have thy servants set my corn on fire? And Absalom answered Joab, I sent to thee beseeching thee to come to me, that I might send thee to the king, to say to him, Wherefore am I come from Jessor? It had been better for me to be there. I beseech thee therefore that I may see the face of the king, and if he be mindful of my iniquity, let him kill me. So Joab, going into the king, told him all. And Absalom was called for, and he went into the king, and prostrated himself on the ground before him. And the king kissed Absalom. End of side one. Please.